Episode 236, Get Out of Your Mind.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? Are you ready for an absolutely extraordinary week? Absolutely extraordinary. You know, extra special, extraordinary. Yeah, you are that, you know, because there's only one you. You're so unique and you're so adorable. I could just squeeze you today. All right, I hope you're feeling good because today is your day. Today is your day to get out of your mind. You know, that was a song my daughter danced to. Way back when, I think it was just, I think it was 3 years ago. Okay, now I'm really dating myself again by age. Why do you guys make me feel old? No, it's not you making me feel old. Do you ever feel just old sometimes? Get out of your mind. Well, yeah, there are days that, it happens. You feel old. You feel what? You feel stuck. That's what we're chatting about today. I hope you have your cup of coffee because it's girl time. If you don't know, I'm Christiane, and I'm so glad you're here. If you're kind of wondering what this crazy family is all about, you can head on over to createyournow.com. We'd love to get to know you. And guess what? We have a Facebook page. You can come and jump in. Now, we have a regular fan page out there. You can find us. Just check us out at Create Your Now. But if you want to become kind of part of the private group, which just allows for people to really support each other. Sometimes that's a little dangerous out on the open groups, you know, the public site areas. And so people feel a little more secured by having a private Facebook group. So you can come on over to facebook.com/groups/CreateYourNowPodcast. And I want to see you there. Okay, get out of your mind. Yes, you need to get out of your mind. There are days, and there may be actually more than days. It could lead to weeks and months for some of you where you just get plain stumped. You get not even just stuck in a rut, but you're not going where you think you should be going. You know you need to be taking steps, but you're not just moving there. And it's not necessarily fear. It's more of something else. It's called your mind. Get out of your own mind. You know, you want to be doing something. You really do. But something is holding you back. But what is it? You know, as moms, I'm telling you, distractions galore. There are so many distractions around. You've got your kids coming from one to the next. You're running them to soccer practice. Then you come home and then you got to work in church. Then on top of that, you've got like 20 emails you have to return. You're trying to build this business and you're still working outside the home because you're not making enough money on your new business and you're just going wild in circles. And your mind is doing the same thing. But what happens is guess what? The only place you're stuck is in your mind. Get out of your mind. How do you pull yourself away from that? How do you get out of that circle, okay? That funnel cloud that's holding you there. You all have seen tornado pictures, right? So if you were in a cyclonic tornado and you were going around and it just stayed there all the time and you found yourself stuck in there, you couldn't get out, right? That is what happens when we are stuck in our own mind by our own thoughts, our own limiting either beliefs or disbeliefs within ourselves. All of that can hold you back. But yet, what do we do? Oh, you know what? I'm waiting on this person to finish my header for me. Oh, wait. No. I just, the PTO gal, she said she's going to get it organized. As soon as she does, I'll be able to do this, and this. It's excuses after excuses. When really, sometimes what's really, really ultimately holding you back is your own self. Get out of your mind. Now, yeah, I know it's easier said than done. Think of it. As a businesswoman, demands come from everyone, okay? It definitely comes from where? The family. Why? Because if you're working late, they're upset because they don't have dinner or they're crabby. They may not be upset. They're just crabby. And then they have that, you know, they have that attitude. When they have an attitude, then you have an attitude. And then when mommy's unhappy, nobody's happy. So Then on top of that, you have it to where, let's say you are working for a boss. They have their demands on you. Well, then you have your demands too of whoever you're working with, whether it's you're working on a project or whether you're needing some, you know, stuff done and you're downloading information from the computer. You're still relying on other people's information. But again, you get caught in that crazy tornado that's just holding you there. It's not even moving. And it's just this cyclonic activity, round and round and round and round and round. Get out of your mind. You've got to jump. You got to leap. But then what happens is if you think you're going to do that, something pulls you right back in and around you go and around you go and around you go. Have you ever felt like that? Okay, now maybe I'm just the only one that has felt this way, but surely not. Raise your hand because I know you have felt that way. And maybe not to a full extreme. Not really sure what extreme, but it's happening. And you are holding your own self trapped in a tornado that isn't going to stop until you say, well, I got to get off this bus because this isn't working. There's no place like home. Click your heels. There's no place like home. Go back and find Toto and go back to Kansas. Okay, not really. But when you are stuck in that tornado, you got to get out of your mind. And maybe you have to think magical thoughts, so to speak. You can't allow yourself to hang in there because it's your thoughts. You're allowing this, not allowing anybody else. Oh, wait, but I've got to wait on this person, or this person said this to me. Oh, wait, and then my hubby said this. Then it becomes everybody else's problem. And really, again, the problem starts with you because what? Only you control you. You can't control anybody else. Get out of your mind. It's easy to press the blame on somebody else. It's easy to make excuses. I've been there. I've done that. I have been working on the studio downstairs. So we got to have more videos. And I've done a few of them, and they have the black curtains. And the hard thing is you just can't see me very well. I mean, I'm there. You can see me. But if I wear any form of dark clothing, it's like you have to really focus. And between the mats and then the exercise equipment and the balls and the weights, I mean, all of it's some form of a gray or black or a shade of something dark. And when you have all those shades of dark, it doesn't give any light whatsoever. It's just soaking it all up, you know? And I don't feel like there's anything, any light being radiated. There's no sun. It just seems like, you know. So my whole thing down there was to change the studio, and I needed to put up some white curtains, number one, so you could see me, number two, so that it also would cover what's behind there, which is taking it all the way up to the ceiling, because I also use part of that room behind me. The way it's built in is we have built-in storage down there, and then I have my room that extends out, so it's a kind of a, it's not really dual purpose. But it is the extent, and to the extent that I have tubs behind me. And I'm like, that's just distracting to see Christmas tubs above me. They're organized, but it can be distracting. So I needed to get those curtains hung. I needed to get the drapes, the backdrops up. That's been holding me back. And it's been in my mind. The problem is I just really needed to ask somebody. And so I was talking to my husband, and he said, well, what's the problem? Why is it not happening? And I said, well, number one, I said, I'm doing everything for everybody else. So I haven't made time. Now, is that an excuse? Yes, that's an excuse. Because if I saw it as a true priority, I would have already gotten it done, right? Right. I mean, if you all were all here sitting and I knew you were going to come at 10 o'clock in the morning and I needed to have that studio done and ready for you, do you think I would have had it done? Of course I would have had it done, even if I had to stay up all night, right? Priority. But I was in my own mind. Get out of your mind. So I was telling myself, get out of my mind. And so my husband said, well, what is it going to take for you to get it done? And I said, I need somebody's help. And he said, okay, let's do it tomorrow. I was like, okay. And he goes, you never asked me. Now here, get out of your mind. I'm talking about the tornado. Sometimes you think things come out of your mouth, but they don't. Now I did ask my daughters. Now, I am not pressing blame or anything onto them. They're very busy. They have other priorities too. And their timing didn't always match with my timing. And then the timing that we were together, we didn't have enough timing. I didn't want it to be rushed. And then my mom came and I was like, oh, my mom and I, well, we do everything together. and she'd be happy to help me. But then we ended up doing other things. And then it was like 5 to 10 minutes before she had to leave and then drive all the way back home. Yeah, it didn't work. And so my husband was like, why didn't you just ask? Well, in my mind, I did ask, but I never asked him. Why? Well, because in my mind, I just thought I could do it and I'd find somebody else, and his schedule's so busy that I didn't want to put him out. Get out of your mind. Get out of my mind. That's what I was doing. I was stuck in my own mind thinking that I could do it. I knew I had control instead of reaching out and saying, I need your help on this. And so, yes, my wonderful hubby and my son, Devin, I needed two taller people than me, and we were able to get him hung. So sooner or later here, you'll be seeing some newer videos with some white background. So I'm excited about that. But see, get out of your mind. It's real easy to get stuck. It was excuses that I was thinking. It became kind of like a soap opera in my own head. We create this. We create sometimes our own drama. Get out of your mind. Don't create a soap opera that doesn't need to be there. Seriously. Life is too short to sit there and be caught in a cyclonic tornado that keeps going around. Get out of your mind. So how do you do that? How do you say, okay, I want this. I want this done because, you know what? I'm tired of this information overload, the cyclonic action of just things coming and going. We were out and about with my son, Grayson, our youngest, and he was with us, and we were having to get some light bulbs, and they were weird light bulbs. Go figure. This house was built, and they built with really strange light bulbs. We've got a hood in our kitchen that is from Italy. I don't know where it came from, but it's from Italy, and we cannot find the replacement bulb. If you're in Italy and you know how to get a hold of a hood replacement bulb, contact me at yourbestselfie@creatorenow.com. Maybe we can come up with something because I cannot find a light bulb. Seriously. So I know that's kind of total side note, but isn't that what, you know, girl time is all about, is reaching out for help? So information overload here. My son is out with my hubby and I, and we're looking for these light bulbs, and we couldn't find them. You had to be a dealer in order to buy them online. Well, we're not a dealer, so we're going to all these different stores looking for them. And the whole time we were out and about, Grayson was just, I mean, he was just talking and talking and talking and talking. And at one point, I was like, get out of your mind. I felt like I was stuck in there. We have so much being bombarded and thrown at us every single day that we don't think that it has that great of an impact on it, but it does. Get out of your mind. So how do you do that? You ready? Are you ready? Here is your kiss dance in the moment. Oh, yeah. Get out of your mind. Now, there is a song, actually. I'll let you Google that. Get out of your mind. And it's kind of more of a hip-hoppy one. That's what the girls dance to. And I must tell you, there are some explicits in it. So if you're going to listen to it first away from your children. Okay? But it is kind of a really just, I mean, it's a hard song. And I mean, not that, but it, but kind of when you're in that stuck motion and the sound that it has in it, I really kind of feel like that sometimes. And that it's not really a scratch, but it has just that kind of electronic scratchy sound to it. So how do you get out of your mind? The kiss, dance in the moment. That's all. Dance in the moment. This is how you do it. Number one, stop overthinking. Remember the information overload? We've got demands from everybody, but the problem is we are overthinking it. We're making it ourselves a soap opera, sometimes more than it really has to be. Begin to break it down. So stop overthinking. You stop overthinking. Number two, be grateful. There are going to be moments. God never said life was going to be easy. And we as Christians, things are thrown at us all the time because of that. Okay, Satan's going to challenge us. He just is. Life comes at it that way. So be grateful. It's going to get better. I promise you it will. But you need to be grateful where you are in the moment. Be present in the moment. So dance in that moment. Number three, lead with quiet. Yeah, get out of your mind. Lead with quiet. Turn off the TV. Turn off your electronics. Turn off your phone. Okay, make sure everybody's home first before you do that. Make sure everybody's safe, okay? Because I know most of us, the only phone we have in form of communication is our phone. But you can mute it for a little while. Or if you know you're, you know, you may hear from somebody like your mom or grandma or something, and they may need you, text them and say, hey, I'm gonna turn this on vibrate for the next 30 minutes. If you really need something, then you need to call whoever. Maybe it's your hubby or a daughter or something like that. Or, you know, give me a little bit of time and I'll let you know when I'm here. Lead with quiet. This is a great way. Prayer, devotion. I ran today and it was awesome. I did a really long run and I was literally so invigorated by the run itself that my mind, it wasn't get out of your mind. It was like, I need a piece of paper fast enough. And I only had my phone with me because I was out and about. And so all I did was take notes as to what was coming, everything. It's a way that for me personally, I clear my mind. I run and I pray. Yeah, I can do both. That's my multitasking. And sometimes I'm yelling out at God saying, okay, I'm not going to make it this last half mile. So you're carrying me. Here we go. All right. Be grateful and lead with quiet. Lead with quiet. Okay. However that is. And for me, a run is quiet. Maybe not for you, but for me it is. Okay, so prayer, devotion, meditation, lead with quiet. Turn off the noise. Number 4, take aim. Action ignites motivation. Okay, once you've begun dancing in the moment, you've stopped overthinking, you're being grateful, you're leading with quiet, then it's time to come back and take aim. Most of the time, you already know what the next step is. There's either just a fear of doing it, or you've created again the soap opera of, gosh, all these what ifs. And really the what if is you just need to do the next thing. That's it. Take aim by doing the next thing, whatever that next step is. It may be a simple thing as to answering an email. It may be a simple thing as to getting that bill out and making that phone call because you just haven't made the time. You need to call the insurance company. You need to talk to your girlfriend about a problem that you foresee happening within your relationship. You need to talk to your husband about something that's been going on between the two of you and you're just not sure. The next step. Don't keep feeding the soap opera. Get out of your mind. How do we do that? Dance in the moment, ladies. That's how we do it. I love you so very much. Go out and make it an incredible day. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We will talk to you real, real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.